Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor, and today we talk vaccines and the much-awaited COVID-19 vaccination program in India. India has just approved not one, but two COVID-19 vaccines, and while the conversation about whether accelerated approvals were right or wrong continues, the good news is that India will roll out the vaccination program by January 13th. During the weekly COVID briefing on Tuesday, Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan said that the vaccine rollout will happen within 10 days of the date when accelerated approval was granted to the two vaccines. The two vaccines in question are Bharat Biotech's Covaxin and Serum Institute of India's Covishield. Both were approved on January 3rd. This, incidentally, also means that the program will meet UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's deadline of Makar Sankranti for the start of vaccinations. Bhushan said that for the first two priority groups of recipients, healthcare and frontline workers, there will only be bulk registration through district administrations, hospitals, etc. on the Covin platform. For the other two groups, people aged more than 50 years or younger with comorbidities, the option of self-registration will be used at a later date. There is, however, at the moment, no plan to vaccinate children. UK has burnt its fingers twice in trying to open schools, but India is not willing to take any such chances. DGICMR, Dr. Balram Bhargava, has said that before schools reopen, teachers would need to be the first to be vaccinated, as also adults, so that the chances of a spread are minimized. He also said that some 12 to 18-year-old children were vaccinated in the Bharat Biotech trial. However, in his press conference Monday, Bharat Biotech CMD Dr. Krishna Ella had denied that the vaccine had been tested in children. It will not be out of place here to talk about Covin, India's very own vaccination platform that it is now ready to take to the world. For several years now, India, for its universal immunization program, has been using a vaccine intelligence system called EVIN, Electronic Vaccine Intelligence Network, that provides real-time feedback of vaccine stocks, power outages, temperature fluctuations, etc. Covin is essentially an extension of EVIN. It is a cloud-based IT solution for planning, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of COVID-19 vaccination in India. It has utilities for every level of user, from bureaucrats in the national and state capitals, public health system managers, vaccinators, and at a later stage, potential beneficiaries. Not only does it have the option of beneficiary verification using multiple identification documents, it even has the option of generating the digital health ID for willing beneficiaries and is capable of sending SMSs in 12 Indian languages. The platform, though, is not public yet. While the mutant UK strain, of which there are now 58 cases in the country, has caused apprehensions, the government believes that the mutations in the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus won't substantially affect the immunogenicity of the vaccines under development or that have been approved in India. That is the sense that the Department of Biotechnology has from computer modeling exercises. The approval to Covaxin without any phase 3 immunogenicity data has generated much heat. But according to multiple experts in the government, what is exciting about Covaxin is that it is generating antibodies not just against the spike protein, but also against two other proteins in the virus. That apparently is one of the reasons for its clearance by the Subject Expert Committee of the Drug Controller General of India. However, the Health Ministry is not keen to discuss AIIMS Director Dr. Randeep Guleria's statement that Covaxin was approved as a backup. Bhushan also denied that the government has put any restrictions on export of vaccines by the pharmaceutical companies. He cited the joint statement of Bharat Biotech and SII pledging global access for their products as proof that no such restrictions exist. That's all we have on this podcast today. We will keep a close watch on the vaccine front and keep you updated. Do remember to log on to the Prints podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Obuntika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to the Print. Thank you for listening.